Just so you know, I suck at girl impressions, so
well,
I hope your viewers get a really good laugh out of this.
I suck at most male impressions, so should we introduce ourselves?
There's not a lot of males in the MLP universe.
True. Should we introduce ourselves?
It's up to you. I mean, it's your video.
Well, it'll be in the title anyway, so just like, we can just like probably start. I'll probably put something in the beginning of the video anyway, saying that this was just a spur of the moment thing. And
are you compiling all of our? I heard there's a lot of people who want to do this with you, but are you gonna compile everyone into one big video, or is this gonna be like individual videos?
It will most likely be individual videos, cause it wasn't a lot of people. So far, I only saw, like, two... You and someone else wanted to do this kind of video with me.
Yeah.
So...
I think it was... Was it... You think it was Twi who said that?
No, I don't think it was... No, it wasn't Twi. It was someone else. I mean, I would like to do this with Twi, but... I think Twi has broken me enough, so I'm not looking to do that anytime soon.
I was also really debating whether to put my microphone in this acoustic box or just leave it out. The acoustic box is like lined with carpet and some kind of fleece material. It dampens sound very well, but it's freaking hard to speak into.
I'd
rather just be relaxed. The microphone's above my head this time.
I put my mic in my sound box and I have a foam covering over it, and it seems to work for like, I guess, distant sounds, but like when the sounds are up close, like closer to where I live, then yeah, you can still hear it. But it seems to be working kind of well.
The one I'm building down in the basement, it's going well, but I still have a lot of work to do on it. I mean, like, I had my dad come down and he did all the wiring. I'm going to be hanging insulation very soon, putting up drywall. But hopefully it'll work well for what I want to do.
My room needs some work too, but I think all I'm gonna do is probably stick foam in like the corners, and maybe
acoustic foam.
I think acoustic foam. I have to find long enough strips to go from like the ceiling to the floor, but like stick it in the corners, stick foam on the walls. And maybe on the ceiling as well. I'm not entirely sure if I'll do that. But like,
the way my room works is that like it's very, very small, so there's not a lot of area to cover. But the thing is like, my dad, he went online and he found like these really big rolls of this panel like material, and he's gonna bring some over at some point, and we're gonna take it all around the walls and put some up on the ceiling. And we're going to carpet the floor so that there's not a lot of sound bouncing off. I mean, we're not going to cover every square inch of the room because, you know, at the same time, I don't want to spend a fortune on this. But we're going to cover up a lot of big areas, especially the wall that my desk is going to be pressing up against.
I'll leave my wooden floor uncovered because after a while, if I got a carpet, it will require a lot of cleaning, and I don't have the time and patience. Plus, I'm apparently allergic to carpets when they get too dirty. So.
Oh, man, that must suck. The whole house I live in, it's carpet all over the place. But the carpet's like 15. Actually, no, it's like 17 years old. I'm surprised we haven't ripped it out and put something new in yet.
I think when I took an allergy test or whatever, they were pulling my leg when they said I was allergic to carpet or whatever.
I don't actually have allergies, so I'm really happy about that. I'm actually one of the very few people in my family to actually not have allergies.
Huh.
There's like three of us. There's me, my cousin, and one of my uncles. Everyone else is allergic to something. But I'm very, very prone to sinus infections.
So let's get this started. You can go first. Right. Count to like five and then pause the video to see who you get.
Alright, but if I only count for 5 seconds, and if you only count for 5 seconds, then we're more likely to get the same character. I'd say we just stop it at a random spot and not have to count.
All right.
Let me get this recording going. All right, here we go. Okay, I don't even know who this is.
Who did you pick?
It's some kind of cream-colored mare with a blue mane, and she's wearing some kind of big fancy outfit.
Cream-colored pony with a blue mane wearing a fancy outfit. Wait, cream color with a yellow mane? Wait.
Yeah, she looks like this. I clicked over. I tapped space button again. I got a different character, but...
That's Sapphire Shores!
Well, I don't watch a lot of My Little Pony anymore. I mean, I still watch it, but I haven't watched every episode.
I'm still trying to figure out what pop sensation they based her off of, because we know Sia was based, you know, Songbird Serenade was based off of, was basically Sia in pony form, and Countess Coloratura, I think, was just, like, a representation partially of Lady Gaga. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Sapphire Shores, I'm not sure.
I just clicked the video again, and I got a different character, one like I know I can do.
Oh boy, who is it? Oh, dear. All right.
That's not so bad. I got a lot of friends who can voice Pinky. All
right, so in the description of the video, you have to say the tongue twister that's at the bottom.
Yeah, I don't know why she picked that tongue twister. Show us. There we go. Okay.
This is gonna be fun.
I hope your viewers get a real good laugh out of this.
I bet they might. Alright.
Alright, your turn.
Oh, wait, I forgot there was music on this. Whoops. And there
you go. I got my audio coming through my headphones.
Alright. Time to pick. Oh, cool. I got Mrs. Cake.
That's a pretty good one.
Every time I see her, I'm just thinking, did they just stare at two different colored frostings and decide that would be her hair? Or were they staring at cakes when they decided her hair would be like someone just piped it on from a frosting bag? Just like we all stopped asking questions about Pinky a long time ago. All right, let's see. I honestly wonder if I can do this right. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Don't you know, dearie? I'm sorry, I had to add that last part. She just... I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Alright, I guess that means it's my turn.
Yep, that's 1-1. 5 more to go.
Alright, here we go. Next one. I got Silver Spoon. God damn it, why do I keep getting all the girls? Alright.
honestly, when I do diamond tiara and silver spoon, you almost can't differentiate them that well.
That's what I've listened to some of your videos before, and I could never tell the difference. I mean, like, a lot of the horses sound the same.
Yeah.
Except for Chrysalis. You can definitely tell Chrysalis apart from everyone else.
Yep. Just give it your best shot. You don't have to go too high, I guess, since it's messing up your throat.
Shut up!
Alright, my turn, and I get... Oh, goodness, why couldn't you get this one?
Oh, God, what is it?
I got hoity-toity.
Oh, God. Yep, good luck with that one.
I can kind of do it. I mean, I think in my last video, I did a slightly decent impersonation of Fancy Pants as well. I mean, it's just talking all sophisticated. I mean, it's just talking all sophisticated and stuff.
No one understands fancy people.
Well, yeah, because they add that, oh yes, darling, you look fantastic.
Move, get into the 21st century. No one talks like that
anymore. Except
for the English.
Well, this is as best as it's gonna get. Oh, yes, darling. That chiffon dress looks amazing on you. And did you know, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers?
That was pretty good. Alright, I guess it's my turn again.
Fingers crossed you get a male voice.
You what?
Fingers crossed that you get a male voice this time.
God damn it, I really hope I do. Alright, let's start this up. Oh my God, yes.
What did you...
I got Brayburn.
Oh, goodness gracious.
That's good. That's really good. What sucks is that I have to do it in a country accent.
Can't be that bad.
I gotta think about how I'm gonna say this. I want you to put some Jeopardy music over this too.
I can't, that's copyright.
Alright, miss. Shut up.
Why is your go-to shut up? Don't worry.
I'm trying to work this out in my head. I'm trying not to sound like a total retard at the same time.
Don't worry. We'll cut out all the like long pauses for like us getting into character.
Yeah. I can do that on my end.
Yeah, that's all you need
Peter
to do.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, and that doesn't even make sense. I get apples, not peppers. Who the hell eats peppers?
Pinkie Pie.
She does. And rainbows. She's rainbows, too.
Oh, boy. Ah. All right, I guess it's my turn. That's two for two. One more to go.
I got three down.
Oh, yeah, true. And stop. Oh, come on!
What'd you get?
Filthy Rich.
Okay.
Why couldn't I get his wife, Spoiled Rich? Or as her former name was, Spoiled Milk. Wait. Oh, God. Ugh, he's the same. He kind of just talks all sophisticated.
I'm just gonna go turn the fan off.
He just talks all sophisticated. Ugh.
It's freezing in here now.
Let's get this out of the way. I'm Filthy Rich, part of Rich Family. We have the best stores all across Equestria. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I can't do it, that makes myself laugh.
I'm trying not to laugh.
I sound ridiculous. Alright, let's get this over with. Peter Popper picked a peck of pickled peppers. And why do I sound country?
I'm sorry, I can't do it. I want, like, when we're done with this and it's all posted, everyone who helped you make this video, we all get together and do a try not to laugh video, just reacting to this video that we're making.
Oh, good gravy.
I don't think you can get any more cringe than that.
Your turn.
Alright, let's hope I get another male character or else this is just gonna be a pain. Alright. I open up new audio files for every voice I do because I don't want to waste all my time. Alright, here we go. Oh, fuck yes.
Oh boy, who did you get?
T-Rex.
Oh lord.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Wait. Is it buff T-Rex or weak T-Rex?
Very, very tall.
Buff T-Rex.
Yes.
I don't know.
Maybe I'll think of something when I put it through my computer. I'll just add something before it.
Just don't say shut up again.
Shut down?
I don't know.
Alright. Fire it up. Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers.
Sure. This might go again. And let's see.
That's four for me.
And stop. Who do I get? Yay! Luna.
Who'd you get?
Luna.
You got Princess Luna?
Yep, and I kind of suck at her voice at times.
If you got Chrysalis, you'd be chilling.
Actually, if I got Chrysalis, that would take, like, a bit of editing. So I'll have to just listen through and isolate her voice alone for this tongue twister, and then put everything together. Oh, that's like a nightmare. Oof. Anyway. Anyway, let's see.
Tone of voice is way different than everyone else's. She still says, like, you know, we and stuff, but no one, I don't even know if anyone in the world says that anymore. We, thou, all that shit.
Yeah, true. Dost thou know? Peter Piper picked the that is so not Luna! So I scream inside internally.
I think there's a Baldi's Basics comic where Baldi's all like, "Hi, welcome to my schoolhouse." And then his arm just breaks out of nowhere, and he's like internally screaming, and it's like the funniest thing ever. You can't even hear it. He's like.
Let's see if I can fix this. I've done Luna before. Come on.
You must have two notebooks before you can open these doors. Maybe who says it has to be My Little Pony related? I could just do one of Baldi for the last one.
Oh, that's funny. I need something. Does this voice sound all right? No, it just sounds like me. I can't do Luna that well. And how about now? Now? I'm trying to get Luna, but I can't completely get Luna. Oh, her voice is just too mellow and a little difficult for me. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Dost thou know this? Yes, that's a little better. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Yeah, just use that take, please.
Yeah. Oh, I know why you can't make a Luna impression.
Why?
Because you didn't have horn insurance, that's why. Unforgettable moment. Oh, I just found a Bahamut quarter in my desk.
Oh boy.
It's a 10-cent one.
Easy one.
Yeah. I like rocks. But I used to have a gem collection. I still have it somewhere. I don't know where it is.
Well, yeah, Ma is easy. You should be able to do her.
Turn that back down. I just got a lot of backlash in my microphone.
Oops.
Yeah, I have to edit that out. Oh, shit. Oh, shit, I accidentally opened the wrong file. There we go. Alright, here we go. Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. I like rocks, if you guys didn't know that. Here, have Boulder say it. That sounded good.
Alright.
Alright, next one.
Alright, yep, it's my turn. And I'm going to get Zecora!
I just did the thing again and I got Then I got Fancy Pants as the next one. And wait, Zecora's, you have to do it in a rhyme. So you need to say something that rhymes with peppers before you actually say the tongue twister. This is gonna be fun editing this. I'm gonna have to cringe the whole time while I'm editing this.
Alright, give me a second. I'm trying. What does? What does rhyme with peppers? I'll figure something out. I can't believe I've been sucked into this again. But it is good to do it with another friend. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
The end.
The end.
The end. It is there. Move on. Bye-bye.
Alright.
I just did a second one for fun, and I got Fancy Pants as one of them.
This should be our last one, because by my count, I believe we each just did 5, and we said we'd do 6, so this should be... So what you're about to do now...
We did say we'd do 5. Bonus round?
Bonus round.
Alright, let's do it then. I've actually always wanted to do a Fancy Pants impression. I've actually never tried that before. I remember watching a lot of, like, Daz Black back in the day, so I picked up a lot of, accents from him. I like his Batman one, where they're like, Master Bruce said, Jesus! Hey, Alfred, you've been doing drugs again? I want to paint white matter pink.
Oh, boy, this is... How do we get into the situations? Anyway. Time for the bonus round.
Bonus round. I got Fancy Pants this time. Though I don't really trust someone with that mane and that mustache. Okay. Now I'm thinking about what to say in the beginning.
Just go for it. It's... Actually, Fancy Pants... doesn't say much, if you think about it.
He doesn't, but he's a douche at the same time. Alright, as you know, sir, there's always that one phrase that sticks in your mind forever. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. I just cannot get that one out of my head. Yep, I'm gonna have a whole bunch of cringe while I'm editing this.
Alright, my bonus round will be... Applejack! Yay! Alright, opponent, this is the last time you're gonna hear this phrase in this video. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. And, well, that's all I gotta say. I got a bushel of apples to go haul off, so if y'all excuse me. Why I said it like that is fun. It's just so funny right now. And that's pretty much this video.
Go to the hospital because they have a permanent cringe stuck on their face. Maybe I might do this for my channel at some point. I don't know.
Well, I sent you the link. All you have to do is if you want to do a if you want to do a collab with someone, just both of you have the link, or you can do it on your own. I was probably thinking about doing a solo video like this, like, but probably of me, like, lazy or sick.
It's probably a good idea, actually. Oh, wait, I got one. How about I'll make one when I am sick and be like, hey, guys, I'm sick, so I'm going to try doing some My Little Pony impressions. And we're also going to do the impersonations challenge that is saying Chloe or someone, whoever, posted like 1,000 years ago, back when Vine was apparently still a thing.
I don't always say her name right, but I think it's pronounced It's Anna It's Anna Clonia. Wait, Cloem. I think that It's Anna Cloem, I believe that's how it's said. If I'm wrong, then okay, because I know
I guess as long as you really say it in text correctly, I guess it makes up for it.
Probably, yeah. So that's it for this video, and I guess we should end it here.
Bye-bye.
Support me on Patreon and Ko-fi. Links in the description. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe. Good night, everypony.